Good day, students. Welcome back to our e-learning. This is English language for JSS 1. I'm your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. In our today's lesson, we're going to have a look at a topic under the English grammar titled Phrases. Phrases. Before we proceed, as I have said, a phrase is a unit of the grammar. It's a part of the English grammar. Then, if you are asked what is a phrase in English grammar, a phrase simply means a word or group of words that performs the work of a noun, verb, preposition, adjective, or adverb in a sentence. A phrase is a group of words functioning as a particular part of speech in a sentence. It might be a word, it might be a group of words. Whether it is a word or a group of words, when it is a group of words, all those words that make up that group are functioning as a part of speech. I hope you still remember our English part of speech. We have the noun, we have pronoun, we have verb, adjective, adverb, preposition, and conjunction. Remember, we said we have 7 functional parts of speech. Then, a phrase is that group of words or a particular word that performs the function of any of these noun of parts of speech like noun, verb, preposition, adjective, or adverb in a sentence. That is to say, this group of words or a single word will now do the work of a noun. Remember the work of a noun. A noun is a naming word. Am I right? A noun is a naming word which can perform the function of a subject of a sentence, object of a sentence, and so on and so forth. Now, if this group of words that can be referred as a phrase is identified or is performing as a noun, all of them will function as was the subject of a sentence or object of a sentence. That is to say, there are different types of words, phrases in the English language. Just as we have identified, we have the noun phrase, we have the verb phrase, we have prepositional phrase, we have adjective phrase, and we have adverbial phrase. And each of these phrases mentioned perform the function of the part of speech that it is named after. For example, we are going to take it one after the other. First one in the list, noun phrase. Noun phrase, which is identified, we can identify as with what? NP, that's the abbreviation for it, NP. Is that type of phrase that has a noun or a pronoun as its main word or head word. It has a noun or a pronoun as its main word or a head word. What do we mean by main word? Main word is referred to as the head word. It's something as the head word because it is the word to which other words can be added. They are called main word or head words because they are the words to which other words can be what added, either before or after. Those words added to the main word are called modifiers. The words added to the main words are called what? Modifiers. Modifiers, what is the work of a modifier? Modifiers give you more information about a head what word. I take it again. A main word or a head word, as the case may be, that is something. Main word is referred to as the head word, that is something. Why? This is because it is the word to which other words are added, can be added to. They are the word. It is a word to which other words can be what? Added. Where can we add those other words? They can be added either before or after the main word. And those words that are added to the main word, either before or after, are called what? Modifiers. Then, modifiers, what is the work of a modifier? Why are they added? Modifiers give more information about a heard word. I hope you are getting me clearly. Okay, coming back to the types of or kinds of phrases. We have mentioned the first one, noun phrase, which you can identify with NP. And we said that it generally has a noun or pronoun as its main word or head word. When a phrase has a noun or a pronoun as its main word or a head word, it is called, or it can be identified as a noun phrase. For example, a beautiful girl. I saw a beautiful girl on the road. Whom did I see on the road? A beautiful girl. And when you look at this, a beautiful girl is a group of words that is made up of three words. A, beautiful, and girl. But the main word that there is what? The word girl. And girl is a noun. And that is why it is identified as a noun phrase. So, any work that a noun performs is the same work that the group of words a beautiful girl performs. Am I right? Okay, another example, the old house. The old house has been pushed down. The old house has been pushed down. What has been pushed down? The old house. How many words? The. Old and house. Remember, other words attached to them are what? Modifiers, whether they are before or after. So, the and old are modifiers. Which noun give more information about the head word? And what is the head word noun? House, which is a noun. And that is why it is identified as a noun phrase. I hope you are getting me. Okay, let's take a look at the second type or kind of phrases on the list. That is verb phrase. That is what? Verb phrase. Verb phrase, which can be identified with VP. VP is generally has a main verb as its word, head word. I hope you know the difference now. A noun phrase has a noun or a pronoun as its head word, while a verb phrase has a verb as its head word. For example, is not only just a verb but a main verb. Am I right? A verb phrase has a main verb as its head word. That means it can be made up of different verbs, but there must be a main verb. Remember our knowledge of what verbs. Remember we have auxiliary verb and main verb, so it must be a what? A main verb as the head word. For example, is cooking. The girl is cooking. What is the girl doing? Is cooking. Is there. Cooking is there. So what is the main verb there? Cooking. Why is what? A modifier, because it's what? Helper. It's a helper to the main verb cooking. So because the main verb cooking is what? Head word. It is now a verb what? Phrase. We travel. I will travel tomorrow. What will I do tomorrow? Will travel. Then will is a verb but not a main verb. It's an auxiliary. Why the main verb is what? Travel. That is why it is called a verb phrase, because the main verb is what? Is what? Head word. Remember, a phrase is a word or a group of words. Have you looked at the words? Examples we are giving, we are having groups of words, no, not a single word. I hope you are getting me. Then the third one on the list, prepositional phrase. It has a preposition as its first word. Take note of that. Its word, first word, not main verb or head word now. A prepositional phrase has a preposition as its first word, where. For you to term a phrase a prepositional phrase, there must be a preposition as what? Its word, first word. For example, in the basket. The oranges are in the basket. Where are the oranges? In the basket. So what to shows us where the oranges are is the word or the group of words in the basket, and it is introduced by preposition in, and that's why it is a prepositional phrase. Are you getting it? At the bus stop. I met him at the bus stop. Where did I meet him? At the bus stop. At is a preposition introducing other words, the bus stop. Are we following? I believe so. Okay, the next one is adjectival phrase. Adjectival word phrase. This type of phrase has an adjective as its main or head word. We have come back to main and head word again. Prepositional phrase has a preposition as its first word, while adjectival phrase has an adjective as its main or head word. Just like verb phrase and what? Noun phrase. For example, very cold. The weather is very cold. Very cold. How is the weather? Very cold. Comprising two words, very and what? Cold. But the main word is what? Cold, which is an adjective. That is why it is what? Adjectival phrase. And is describing the weather. Remember, an adjective describes a noun. Weather is a noun. Extremely hot. Extremely hot. Extremely hot. The room is extremely hot. How is the room? Extremely hot. Extremely is an adjective. Why hot is equally another adjective. But hot is what? Sorry. Hot is the what? Main word, which is an adjective. But extremely hot is describing the room. So that is why there was adjectival phrase. Are you following? Then now last one on the list is adverbial phrase. Just like as the name appears, it performs the function as an adverb. And it has an adverb as its head word. It has an adverb as its word, head word. Example, very far. The place is very far. Very far. How is the place? Very far. So very far, describing the words, how far the place is. Are you following? Far is an adverb as the head word. Very and far are all adverbial phrase, describing or qualifying the words the verb is. Then we have quite recently. It happened quite recently. When did it happen? Quite recently. Quite and recently are the two words that forms the word adverbial phrase. But recently is the word head word, which is an adverb describing quite recently, now describe telling us how far the place is. I hope you are getting it. Now, let's having now known the kinds of phrases we have, it will equally be good for us to know the structure of these phrases. We're going to have a look at the structure, how these phrases are, these kinds of phrases can be formed or are formed in the English language. Starting from the first one, the noun phrases. The noun phrase has the structure determiner first, followed by modifier before the head word, which is a noun, and another modifier. So it's made up of four parts. First, determiner. Remember, we talk about the modifier. Said that it can be before the head word or after the head word. So here we have a determiner and a modifier before the head word, and another modifier after the word head word. Take for instance, I saw the cheap shoes she bought. I saw the cheap shoes she bought. What did I see? The cheap shoes she bought. That's the name of the thing that I saw. And so since it's a name of thing, it's a noun. So I won't make up that noun phrase. The cheap shoes she saw. The is a determiner. Cheap is a modifier giving information about the word shoes, which is the head word. And another modifier, she bought. Who bought the shoes? She bought it. The modifying it, shoes. Are you getting it? Are you getting me? Okay. Mrs. Eze is one of my best teacher in school. Mrs. Eze is one of my best teacher in school. Who is Mrs. Eze? My best teacher in school. Mrs. Eze is my best teacher in school. My is a determiner, best, modifier, teacher, head word, in school, another modifier. So the structure for noun phrases are determiner, modifier, followed by modifier, before head word, and before another modifier. Are we there? I believe so. Okay, let's proceed. We now are going to structure of verb phrases. The structure of a verb phrase is a verb phrase usually follows the subject and is made up of auxiliary verb and the word main verb. Auxiliary verb and the main verb. Remember when we were giving an example and we explained, we said there are two verbs. One is auxiliary, the other one is main verb. But the main verb is the head word. For example, the car was moved. The car was moved. What happens to the car? It was what? Moved. Was moved. Was is an auxiliary. Why moved is a main verb. The car has been moved. The car has been moved. What happened to the car? It has been moved. Has been is auxiliaries. Why moved is what? A main verb. The car must have been moved. The car must have been moved. Must have been moved are auxiliaries. Why main verb is what? Moved. I hope you are following. So it is a verb phrase is made up of auxiliary verb and main verb. And the auxiliary verb might be one, it might be two, it might be up to three, as the case may be. You can see from the examples. Okay, the third one, prepositional phrase. It's made up, the structure of a prepositional phrase is usually comes after. It's made up of a preposition and a noun phrase. A prepositional phrase, so you don't feel confused with this. A prepositional phrase is made up of a preposition and a word, a noun phrase. But the preposition comes first. So that is why we say it is, has a preposition as its first word. So you don't, in a noun phrase, there is no preposition there. So that is why you should not be confused. Are you following? If it is a prepositional phrase, a preposition must come first. But an ordinary noun phrase doesn't have what a preposition. Why a prepositional phrase has a preposition first before the noun phrase? For example, I called him at 8 o'clock. I called him at 8 o'clock. When did I call him? At 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is a noun phrase. Why at is a preposition, which comes first before the noun phrase. So it's made up of, a prepositional phrase is made up of the preposition at and noun, 8 o'clock, noun phrase, 8 o'clock. I called him on the mobile phone. How did I call him? On the mobile phone. On is a preposition. The mobile phone is what? A noun phrase. Why is that there? Is it called a noun phrase? A noun phrase is a group of what? Words functioning as a noun. The mobile phone, the word mobile phone is made up of the, which is a determiner, mobile, a modifier, and phone in head word. I hope you are getting it. That's why it's what a noun phrase. Okay. I called him from a village in Kaduna State. I called him from a village in Kaduna. Where did I say and call him? From a village in what? Kaduna State. From preposition, a village in Kaduna State is a noun phrase. Are we together? I called him for a chat. Why did I call him for a chat? For is a preposition. A chat is a noun phrase made up of a and what? Chat as the main noun head word. Okay, let's go into the next one, which is adjectival phrases. Adjectival what? Phrases. This is the structure for adjectival phrases include modifier or modifiers, adjective, and another modifier. First of all, you have a modifier followed by an adjective before another word, modifier. For example, it's almost shameful of, sorry, it's more, it's too full of error. It's too full of errors. Too and full and what of errors. Too is a modifier. Full is an adjective. And of errors is what? And what? Modifiers. Are we following? Are we following? Okay, let's go on. Now we have structure of adverbial phrases. The adverbial phrases can be formed by a modifier before adverb and what another modifier. Modifier followed by adverb before another modifier. Then the first example we have, they come here quite occasionally than they used to. They come here quite occasionally than they used to. Quite is a modifier. Occasionally is an adverb. Than they used to are another group of modifiers. They come here as often as possible. They come here as often as possible. As is a modifier. Often is an adverb. As possible are other modifiers. I hope you are getting me. So what are we trying to explain? In summary, remember we said a phrase is a group of words that can work as a particular part of speech. Which part of speech can a phrase work as? It can work as a noun, it can work as a verb, a preposition, adjective, or adverb in a sentence. And this now gives rise to five kinds of phrases we have in English language. These are the noun phrase, verb phrase, prepositional phrase, adjectival phrase, and adverbial phrase. And we talked about the noun phrase, which has a noun or a pronoun as its main word or a head word and can be identified sometimes with NP. And we have the verb phrase, which has a main verb as its head word, a main verb, and can be identified with what? VP. Prepositional phrase has a preposition as its first word. Then adjectival phrase has an adjective as its main or head word, while adverbial phrase has an adverb as its head word. Remember, head word is the same thing as main word. Why main word is referred to as head word? Because it is the word to which the other words can be added either before or after. And what are these words that can be added before or after? Those words added to the main word are called words modifiers. Modifier, what are the words of modifiers? Modifiers give us more information about the head word. Now go to the essence of talking about the structure of these kinds of words phrases mentioned. We talked about the structure of a noun phrase, which are determiners, modifiers, head word, and another modifier. determiners followed by modifier before heard word and other modifiers. The endings of a verb phrase is made up of auxiliary verb and main verb. Auxiliary verb or auxiliary verb, that is, it might be one more than one or two or even up to three auxiliary verb before the main verb. Then that of the prepositional phrase is made up of preposition and noun phrase. Remember, preposition must be the first word in a prepositional phrase before the noun phrase. Then we have the adjectival phrase, which is made up of modifiers, adjective, and other modifiers. Modifier first before adjective and other modifiers, which follows still. Then the last one, adverbial phrase, is made up of the structure, modifier, adverb, and other modifiers. Thank you and God bless you. This is the end of our lesson today. See you in the next class.